Hello, and welcome to Medical Fun Facts, episode 76, Cryptococcus. It's Monday, the 24th of July, 2017. Thanks for subscribing, and thanks for listening to Medical Fun Facts. The show notes are available at the blog, drgarrylum.com/blog. Last week, I finished off Bordetella. Tonight, as we progress again through the alphabet, I thought about Cryptococcus. Now, the word cryptococcus means hidden sphere in Greek. It is the name given to the yeast phase, while its filamentous sexual phase is known as Phyllobasidiella. The type species is Cryptococcus neoformans, and it is best known for the capsule, which is a virulence factor and is rich in mannose and glucuronic acid. There is another species which is commonly found in Australia and Africa, namely Cryptococcus gadii. Cryptococcus gadii has an association with gum trees or eucalyptus trees. So in a non-native environment, outbreaks of Cryptococcus gadii can be found when gum trees are planted in non-native areas. For example, there's a well-described outbreak that occurred in Vancouver in Canada. This is seen when acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, or AIDS, caused by the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, was at its peak. Cryptococcosis was a common AIDS-defining infection, and the isolation of Cryptococcus gadii occurred in places where gum trees, especially river red gum trees, had been planted. Clinically, most infections are of the lungs, and patients present with a fever and a dry cough. In immunocompromised patients, for example, patients being treated for a malignancy, the yeast can cause a subacute or chronic meningitis with headaches, vision problems, and confusion. In the old days, before we had good quality agglutination assays and PCR, the old-fashioned way to diagnose cryptococcal meningitis was to look for a halo around the classically shaped yeast in an India ink preparation of cerebrospinal fluid. And if you were lucky, you might see budding yeasts in the India ink preparation. Now, India ink is a simple black ink composed of fine soot particles, which is combined with water. Note, it is not Indian ink, it is India ink. Apparently, India ink was invented by the Chinese. The halo is caused by the presence of the capsule. Now, occasionally, you'll also see yeast cells when microscopically examining cerebrospinal fluid in a Fuchs-Rosenthal counting chamber. However, you need to be careful, especially in this day and age when we have so many patients being treated with immunosuppressive drugs. Yeast meningitis is not that uncommon, and it's important to make sure that we get the diagnosis correct, differentiating between cryptococcal meningitis and, for example, candida meningitis. The reason being, the treatment can be very different. Now, growing cryptococcus in culture and identifying the yeast to a species level is easily performed in most competent microbiology medical testing laboratories. In pulmonary disease, cryptococcus species can also be diagnosed in histopathological slide preparations when using silver or periodic acid shift stains. Now, not only are trees a reservoir for yeasts, but the feces of birds, like pigeons, can act as a reservoir. And this reinforces the value of cleaning pigeon feces from public spaces. And it's really important not to encourage flocks of pigeons near hospitals. The good news is that there is no person-to-person transmission. The risk is inhaling the fungal elements from the environment. And so ends this episode of Medical Fun Facts. If you have any suggestions or requests for future shows, please let me know. You can find the show notes for every episode at the blog, drgarrylum.com/blog. You can find updates in the Facebook page too. Medical Fun Facts is available in the iTunes podcast store. If you think more people would enjoy this show, please head over to iTunes and give Medical Fun Facts a 5-star rating and please leave a comment. By doing so, iTunes will rank the show higher and make it easier to find. Medical Fun Facts is also available on Stitcher, so if you use an Android device, you'll be able to download the Stitcher app and listen to the show on Stitcher. Android users should be able to find the Stitcher app in the Google Play Store. Like iTunes, if you visit the show on the Stitcher website and leave a review, the Stitcher algorithms will improve the show's ranking and more people will be able to find it. Feel free to share the link via Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and any other social media platform. Now, if you disagree with anything in these podcasts, or if you'd like to voice a different view, please feel free to write a comment. If I've said something incorrect, I welcome correction. Please also feel free to share your comments on social media. Thank you, and good night.